But right now, we're going to talk to R.C. Maxwell.
I'm excited.
R.C. was a Trump supporter who got sucker punched.
I'm sure still is.
R.C., welcome to the program. I really appreciate you spending some time with us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dr. Drew. I love the show and love the work you guys do.
I heard what happened. First of all, I'm a Laguna Beach, like, sort of semi-citizen. I spent a lot of time down there.
You're a resident.
Yeah. Are you from Laguna?
No, I'm not from Laguna. I did spend a lot of time there when I went to Concordia, Irvine. So I know the area pretty well, and I know it to be normally a peaceful place.
What happened? I heard this story, and I was like, oh, my God, can I please talk to R.C.? What happened?
Well, what happened was I made the mistake of thinking you can reason with leftists. I went over to the other side, like I normally do, and I tried to just kind of engage them in dialogue, explain to them a little bit about why I'm against illegal immigration. You know, I do formal work. I work for a political action committee. So I was dressed, to the nines out here. I wasn't trying to engage in a fight. But most of the people that I was dealing with were wearing masks. They had weird little utility belts, which, you know, had glitter and other sort of things that they were ready to use to attack with. So, yeah, I got encircled pretty quickly. And, it seemed like it was a coordinated attack, at least one of the times, not the sucker punch, but the time I got choked and stuff like that, one guy tugged at my MAGA hat, and then another guy came up behind me, and then the pepper spray came in right before I got tackled. So, yeah, Antifa, they're pretty dangerous. So I'm really just waiting for my opportunity to face some of the mainstream media folks that emboldened them to hate our group that weekend by constantly running 24/7 headlines about why right wing groups have ties to extremists.
Wait, I'm getting confused. As an African American male, did you feel like you had any sort of were able to soften them at all, get them to listen to you?
Yeah, someone on Twitter threatened me and they said your tricks and stunts won't work in Laguna. Because this is what generally I'm known for doing.
What do you do? What are your stunts?
My stunts are reasoning with people, existing as a black conservative.
That's some stunt.
Wow, that's very tricky, R.C.
They should call you Evel Knievel. did you get any kind of like Uncle Tom type stuff?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of that Uncle Tom sellout, stuff like that. Hey. I tried to tell these people, look, I went to a school in Inglewood. Maxine Waters district. I've seen problems with illegal immigration, specifically deteriorate that city. So I was literally trying to have some sort of a discussion, start a dialogue, find commonality with these people. But, they're not interested in any sort of ideology that doesn't subscribe to their viewpoint. So they weren't willing to have any of it. And I paid the price.
It sure seems like it, man.
And you mentioned being choked and pepper spray. Was that in the same incident?
Yeah, so there was two different attacks. Well, actually, three. When it was daylight, I got my name tag ripped off instantly and pushed off a bench. Moments after, I had just taken a selfie with a religious leader. So, it was multiple attacks. The sucker punch is what people are mostly talking about. That I didn't see coming when I was just there with a camera crew. Trying to talk to the other side. But, the Milo book, I think, specifically was angering people as well. That book, they kept trying to take that book out of my hand all day. So by the time nightfall came, I think Antifa had kind of put the word out, we need to get this guy.
You should team up with Ami Horowitz. Do you know who Ami is?
I do not.
You look up Ami Horowitz on YouTube or .com.
He's like the Jewy version of you.
Yeah, he does the same stuff. Yeah. And he doesn't set things up quite as in necessarily inflammatory intent. He just sets it up objectively, and things go as they go. And he's had very similar experiences to what you've had here.
He has been attacked both verbally and physically by crazy left wing people.
Yeah,
quite.
Oh yeah,
frequently.
Well, putting a Jewy version of me together would be a devastating combo. I don't know if that's even something I want to do.
How did you go out on this path? How did you end up like this? What motivated you?
My camera crew, they came with their 4K materials by like 7:30 p.m. So I didn't want to waste their time.
No. Why do you have a camera crew? How did you get to this point in your life where you're doing this kind of thing?
Oh, well, you know, I've always been a very low-level, you know, Republican worker. You know, I worked on statewide campaigns, and most prominently recently, I worked for Trump Team Oregon. So I came back to California playing a more prominent role for the party, specifically coming after Maxine Waters. That's why I have the super PAC. We're going to be coming at Maxine hard on some issues that are really, you know, tangent to the community that I grew up with as well. So as a result, I've been making a lot of content. I've written a lot of stuff. So I think the fact that I've written a lot of stuff and I've done a lot of content recently, I think this is what scares the mainstream media. This is why I won't be on CNN talking with Simone Sanders, because she knows that, you know, one-on-one, I will take her ask on using the racial card in order to divide the country simply because they have some sort of special disdain for President Trump. So this is why I do this. You know, as of right now, I'm going to, you know, stick to the fundraising and, you know, kind of a campaign side of stuff, because when it comes to these events, I think there's even a more large target on my back.
To be fair, it sounds like good television. I'd be surprised they wouldn't.
I'm in.